A Navy contracting official pleads guilty this week to taking $25,000 in bribes to steer business toward one company. President Obama says people like that are a rarity in the federal government, but that assumption may be doing your agency more harm than good. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he writes about some leadership challenges at the top of the executive branch. I will say, you didn't pull any punches here, Tom, so I'll give you credit for that, but this piece is headlined, "Does Obama Have Zero Control Over the Bureaucracy?" I'm not kidding around. One could look at that and say maybe that's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, it is. But I was struck by the fact that a former White House aide, Reed Cherlin, last week writing in Rolling Stone, used that exact phrase, said that one of the problems they ran into was that right away they started getting blamed for things happening in the bureaucracy that which he said they have zero control over. Well, that's an interesting way to look at the government, which you're supposed to be managing, as something over which you have zero control. And I think that shows the problem that the Obama administration has had. And certainly in many first terms, it takes a long time for presidents to get used to using the levers of power and operating the machinery of government so they can, in a sense, be forgiven for not knowing quite how to manage everything. But in a second term, it becomes a very difficult situation if you view the bureaucracy and government as something over which you have little or no control.
I wonder how much of this is knowing at least where the levers might be, because every time there's a presidential election, people in the media make the distinction, well, this is somebody who's running with a legislative background, not with an executive background, and the implications always are either expressed or implied that that person has or hasn't run something before. I think it would be fair to say that President Bush came in, he was an executive in Texas, agree or disagree with the policies and politics, he knew how to get a bureaucracy to do stuff. Now, he didn't know as much about necessarily how to get this one to do stuff, but he did have some sense of it from spending time in his father's administration and from running the state of Texas. We see that as a little different experience here. You can go back into the history books and look at President Kennedy, who came in from the United States Senate, and there were some issues, especially in the national security and intelligence issues, that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Bay of Pigs incident. And I wonder if it's partly that. I mean, we didn't see that issue at all, if I recall, with President Clinton, Tom. President Clinton came into office, having been governor of Arkansas two different times. And again, as with the Bush example, agree or disagree with the politics and policies, at least there was a sense of we have to figure out the structure that exists here and then figure out how to push the buttons.
Right. I think there is generally true that people with previous executive experience tend to have a greater knowledge of how government works and how to get things done. Now, of course, that's not perfect. I mean, Clinton had his share of things that didn't go quite as planned, and President Bush, of course, had the whole Katrina thing. So it's not as though it guarantees that you're going to run things well all the time. But it does provide, I think, something of a leg up. I also think that no matter who you are, you sort of run out of excuses in a second term, though. By then, even if you didn't have executive experience going in, you probably should have enough now to know how things work and know who to turn to. And there are people, there are career people, and there are political people who really know how things work and how to get things done. And I think it's partly a matter of prioritizing effective management, which I think many recent presidents just have not done. They're more fixated on policy achievements and then, to a lesser extent, on getting their key priorities across. So this administration is very good at setting cross-agency priority goals and going after their particular objectives. They're less good at managing government as a whole and understanding where things might go wrong. And as a result, they tend to be more reactive than proactive about their approach to government.
Tom Shoups, editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, writing under the headline, Does Obama Have Zero Control Over the Bureaucracy? And you get at something here that reminded me of an experience that you and I shared recently, Tom. You write, even in Obama's second term, it's clear that he and his team are having a difficult time making the transition from campaigning to governing, and in some ways they appear to have all but given up hope on effectively managing government. Now, reading that comment, I went back to the Management of Change Conference back in May that you and I both attended. One of the keynote speakers there was the former Deputy Secretary of Labor, Seth Harris. He spent the first, I would say, I'm guessing, but I'm going to say 10 to 15 minutes of his speech explaining why he was a huge supporter of President Obama. He was a huge supporter of Vice President Biden. He believed in the issues on which the president campaigned in both of his presidential campaigns and in the thesis behind the policy attitudes that the administration took toward implementing and executing policy decisions, and then spent, I'd guess, another 10 minutes explaining why, and I'm paraphrasing, but the sentiment he conveyed essentially was there was no management agenda at all in the first term. You saw that presentation, and then he came on the program and also did it on this show, but am I mischaracterizing what Seth said at that event?
No, I think that's right. I think you're characterizing that accurately, and I think it points to, now I wouldn't say that there was no management agenda. I think there was a lack of management experience and a sort of looking at management as something that was of lesser importance than delivering on key promises and achieving key policy objectives. And that quickly becomes a really short-sighted way of looking at government, because presidents tend to get undone not by big policies that work or that they achieve or don't achieve, but by when things go wrong, like in Katrina and like healthcare.gov. These are the things that tend to really tarnish presidents, and the smart ones, they pay attention to trying to make sure that things like this don't happen from the beginning. And when you look at something like the VA scandal, for example, now everyone agrees, it's literally written in law that they can't set a 14-day standard for getting appointments for veterans, because that really provided a poor incentive to managers. That's a core management approach that comes right from the top. Effective goal setting, and that is a critical part of this whole big scandal. So it's that kind of stuff that really matters at the end of the day.
But you make a really good point, I think, about the flip side of the accountability issue. You're right. Had Veterans Affairs medical centers met their goal of ensuring veterans saw doctors within 14 days of requesting appointments, there'd have been no congressional hearings to congratulate them. So I'm certainly not proposing that's an excuse, but it certainly is a perspective that should be maintained when we're thinking about where these things go.
That's right. And it's the reason, I think, it's one among the reasons why management tends to get short shrift in presidential administrations, is because there isn't really a reward for it. And there are things that this administration and other administrations have done behind the scenes that they get little or no credit for. I mean, there's a whole veterans employment initiative that's had much more success than things that have happened in veterans health care. And you see no emphasis on that when that's done successfully or relatively successfully. So it is, there is no question that it's thankless. And that makes it very difficult to focus on. But the problem is, if you don't give it the attention it deserves, then it really comes back to bite you. And it's never going to work if you take the overall view that the bureaucracy is something like a fourth branch of government that exists on its own, over which you have little or no control.